Well, hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. I want to do some stories on some UFOs now. It says Mothership UFO Cornwallis, Nova Scotia, 1965. The actual date is November 30th, 1965. It says Canadian Navy seamen witnessed object on beach. Since early on the morning of November 30th, 1965, seaman Ian Kinsey of Her Majesty's Coastal Service was on his 2 to 4 a.m. watch at Cornwallis Station. He was making his rounds of one of the barracks and was to pass by a certain window in the barracks two times between those duty hours. Through the window, he could see a small beach approximately 500 paces along and about 50 paces wide at low tide. This is a section of the Canadian boasts the world's largest tides. It was around 3:30 a.m. when Kinsey passed the window for a second time. He looked out, expecting to see the unusual things, pitch blackness. The lights of the shoreline, the communication station, and the radio antenna. He also saw something else, a sharply oval yellow object resting on the beach. The UFO lit up, but not glaring. 5 minutes later, a sliding door of the object opened, emitting a white light. Then a smaller, cigarette-shaped UFO entered the larger object through the door. The large object rose, slowly cruised over the mountain, and was gone for good. There's more to this story. The witness said that as the UFO took off, it apparently pushed rocks, logs, and other material away from the center of the beach. Just a few hours before, late on the evening of the 29th, young Kevin Davis and Gerald and Gary Jardine saw a UFO supporting a blinking red dome near the Spring Hill, according to the Spring Hill record. The object had pore holes and were emitting exhaust and humming sound. Then the youngsters watched the long barred-like object was emitting from the largest pore hole. It rendered and emerged a second time. Then something like smoke emerged from the large UFO and sparks blew upward. The snow in the area was blowing around and some of the bushes were flattened. That's about all I got from that story. I'm going to work on some UFO stories, and I am doing some more of the what's going on around the world and war stories, but I'm going to limit them to only, a couple of stories a day because, this is editing and all this is really taking up a lot of my time. And, the better half is, kind of letting me know that. So, if you like these stories, click subscribe, whatever you do. If you're a hockey player, remember, keep that stick on the ice. I got some more UFO stories coming up. Thank you.